Well, good morning, everyone.
各位早。
It's wonderful to see you.
真的很高兴再看到大家。
It feels like it's been a long time since we've been here.
好像好久没有看到你们了。
Somebody told us it's almost 2 years.
有人告诉
It seems like a long time.
几乎两年了，哦，这么久。
And frankly, we missed you.
我们非常想念你们。
And it's great to be here.
回到这里真的是很开心。
We have been attending your sister church in Palo Alto.
我们在过去一直在参加你们所执的那个 Palo Alto 的那个堂。
And we are enjoying that a lot.
我们非常的喜欢那个教会。
But it's great to be here this morning.
今天早上
我们回到这里。I want to begin today with a story.It's a story of a nun who was serving in an Arabic country. And they were driving one day, and their car ran out of gas. They didn't have any containers, and the gas station is over a mile back.So,the only thing they had was a pea pot.
他所有的就是一个尿盆。
一个尿盆, right. And so she took the pea pot and she walked over a mile and she got the gas and she came all the way back on a hot day.
所以他只有在那么热的大热天拿着这个尿盆走了一里之路然后去加油站。
And then she finally was filling her gas tank.With the gas.
然后他就在那边把这个尿盆加满了油。
Yeah, as she was doing this, there came along a giant black limousine.
就是他加满了走的时候呢，突然有一
正在加，
他正在加的时候，结果有一个那个黑的轿车从他旁边经过。
And the mirrored glass slowly rolled down.
然后那个黑黑的那个窗户就渐渐这样下来。
And there was an Arab sheik, and he looked out and watched her filling the tank.
结果在那边就有一个阿拉伯的酋长就在那边看着他在那边装油。
And he finally said, "Sister, I know we have different religions."
到最后，他终于跟这个修女说："修女啊，我知道我们的信仰不一样。
But I really admire your faith."
但我实在是佩服你的信心。
Because he was watching her pour the content of the pea pot into the gas tank.
为什么呢？是因为看着他把这个尿盆里的东西往那个油缸里加。
Many times today in this world that we live in, people think that to believe in God is kind of needs real faith.
有一些人觉得在今天这个世界里要相信神真的是需要有很大的信心。
The kind of blind faith that's kind of like taking the usual content of a tea pot and pouring it into your gas tank.
而是一种盲目的信心就好像把那个尿盆里面应该装的东西加到你的那个油缸里。
I teach at Stanford.
我在斯坦福大学任教。
Many times some of my colleagues and my...in my students think that you know to believe in God requires sort of some sort of frontal lobotomy you know you can't think
有时候我的同事甚至我的学生都觉得要相信神的话你需要好像先把脑袋给切了
you know they're surprised when I say that my faith is evidence based
就当我告诉他们说我的信仰是有根据的他们都觉得非常惊讶
And today I want to spend some time with you talking about the resurrection of Jesus.
所以今天我要花一点时间跟大家谈到耶稣基督复活。
Because the Christian faith indeed is evidence-based.
因为基督徒的信仰真的是基于根据的。
And perhaps there's no greater piece of evidence that's central to our faith than the resurrection of Jesus.
可能没有任何一个证据比我们信仰中心耶稣基督从死里复活更是重要。
The Apostle Paul, speaking to the church at Corinth, said that if Christ is not risen, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
就好像使徒保罗在哥林多前书这个样说， 若是基督没有复活，我们所信的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
So indeed, the center of our faith is this historical fact of whether or not Jesus was resurrected.
所以我们信仰的中心是基于这个历史上这一件事情，耶稣基督从死里复活。
So I want to take some time to take us back over 2,000 years and reflect on the events that took place then.
所以我现在要把大家带回到2000年以前，在耶稣基督最后的那一段时间。
And let's start with 1 week before the resurrection.
我们一开始是在耶稣基督死之前的那一个礼拜开始。
This period, what we call Passion Week, is documented very carefully across 4 Gospels.
这个礼拜在圣经里面有非常仔细的记载。
We know that on the Sunday,
我们知道在那个礼拜天。
1 week before the resurrection.
在耶稣基督复活前的一个礼拜。
It was called Palm Sunday.
那一天叫做棕榈节。
And we know that Jesus entered Jerusalem triumphantly through the main gate.
我们知道耶稣基督胜利地走进了耶路撒冷城。
The Bible described how people were cheering and putting down the palm trees and singing Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说那一天在里面的群众非常的兴奋，摇着棕榈枝在里面喊着何萨那，何萨那，奉主来名的是应当称颂的。
And then we know that on Monday,
我们知道在礼拜一,
the next day,
就是第二天,
He returned to the temple. You can see the Herod's temple is a big part of this city.
你可以看到那个圣殿就很大那一块。耶稣回到了圣殿。
Monday says that he returned to the temple and he drove out some money changers.
礼拜一他回到了圣殿，在那里把一些兑换银钱的人赶出去。
Yeah, we know that on Tuesday he was on the Mount of Olives, at least a part of that day.
我们知道礼拜二有一段时间他是在橄榄山。
Mount Olive is just outside the main gate of Jerusalem. It's on a hill, so you can actually look down to the city.
橄榄山就是在城门外的一个小山，在那个山上可以看到整个的城。
Looking down, you can envision he saw the temple of Herod and the city, and he predicted its downfall.
他在那边看到了这个圣殿，他就预言这个圣殿将要被拆毁。
And he talked about the future events, including his own return.
然后他讲到一些未来要发生的事情，包括他会再回来。
We don't know that much about Wednesday, but on Thursday night,
礼拜三我们不太清楚，但是礼拜四的晚上，
we know that was Passover, Jewish Passover.
那个是犹太人的逾越节。
There is somewhere in southern Jerusalem, we don't know where.
在耶路撒冷的南端，我们不确定是哪一间。
There is in a private upper room, Jesus and his disciples had dinner.
在一个私人住宅的二楼，他跟他的门徒在那里庆祝逾越节的晚餐。
And over that meal, that Passover meal, he gave new meaning to the bread and the wine.
那时他给所吃的饼、所喝的酒新的意义。
He said that these are his body and his blood.
他说这个是象征他的身体以及他的血。
Soon to be sacrificed.
不久会要为众人流出来舍
了。After supper, they sang a hymn, and then they went out into the Garden of Gethsemane.
吃完饭以后，他们唱了一首诗歌，就到了外面的客西马尼园。
There Jesus prayed, we read, in agony.
在那里，主耶稣很痛苦的祷告。
Knowing what will be ahead.
因为他知道将要发生的事情。
And late at night,
晚上很晚的时候，
Suddenly there came torches out of the darkness.
突然在黑黑的地方看到火把渐渐地向他们走来。
And there followed the betrayal of Jesus, his arrest, the running scattering of his disciples.
然后接着耶稣基督被卖，然后被逮捕，然后他的门徒到处流窜。
There were a series of false trials during which he was beaten.
在那里有假的一些审问，然后耶稣被毒打。
He was condemned, he was mocked, and then the next day he was hung on the cross.
他被定罪，被讥笑，第二天被钉在十字架上。
The cross was a place the Jews called the place of skulls.
他钉十字架的地方，圣经告诉我们叫做骷髅山。
We know it's just outside of the city wall, but we're not sure whether it's over on this side.Or the northern site.
我们知道那个地点在城门外，可能是在东边，可能是在上边。
Yeah, and then the Gospel of Mark described in detail how on the ninth hour, that is 3 p.m. in the afternoon, he gave a loud shout and gave up his breath.
马可福音非常清楚告诉我们，大概在下午三点的时候，耶稣大声呼喊一声就死了。
Yeah. So between 3 and 6, they had to take down the body. They had to prepare it and bury it, because then after that it's the Sabbath and they cannot touch, cannot do anything, cannot touch dead bodies.
所以3点到6点之间，他们要快快地把尸体放下来处理好，因为六点以后安息日开始，他们就什么事都不能做了。
And it, the Bible says that he was, his body was taken down by a rich man by the name of Joseph of Arimathea.
圣经告诉我们说，他的尸体被放下来，然后被放在一个叫做约瑟他的坟墓里，他的新凿的坟墓。
Joseph was very courageous. He got the body and put it in his tomb that he had prepared for himself and put a big rock over it.
约瑟是非常的勇敢的，因为他向要了耶稣的尸体，然后摆在他的坟墓里面。
We don't know exactly where it is, but it's outside of the city wall.
我们知道那个坟墓就是在城门之外。很靠近的地方。
Yeah. Then Saturday is Sabbath and nothing is done.
礼拜六是安息日，什么事都不能做。
Then came Sunday morning.
然后礼拜天清早的时候。
This very dramatic passage which is described in all four Gospels.
这一段经文在四个福音书都有记载。
From the Gospel of Mark,
在马可福音
chapter 16, this is what it says.
他这个样说。马可福音第十六章，过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并撒罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清早出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，身穿白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
So you sometime, if you're a Christian and you have not done this before, try to put the four gospel passages together and piece together what happened that day.
如果你是基督徒，你还没有这个样做的话，你可以把整个四个福音书摆在一起，然后可以看到那一天从早，就是说顺着顺序所发生的一些事情。
You see that there are at least three women who are named, perhaps four, who went that early morning with their heavy hearts because they wanted to embalm the body of Christ.
你们可以注意到那一天早上至少有三个妇女，可能有四个，她们心情非常的沉重，因为她们拿着香料要去膏耶稣的尸体。
But when they got there, they saw that this, they were thinking to themselves, who's going to move this big rock stone for us?
她们一面走一面在想，有谁可以把这一块这么大的石头帮她们滚开呢？
But when they got there, they saw that the stone was already moved.
但她们到了坟墓那里，发现这个石头已经被滚开了。
And when they went in, they were surprised by this someone that was inside, this young man who spoke to them.
当她们进到坟墓的时候，她们非常的惊讶，里面有这一个少年人，然后跟她们说话。
Then came this incredible message that Jesus is risen. He's not in here anymore.
就给他们这个让他们非常惊讶的信息，就耶稣已经复活了，不在坟墓里了。
And from that point on, there ensues a very fast-paced set of events.
从那一点开始，接着就一连串发生很快的事情。
The Bible, when you put them together, tells us what happened next.
圣经如果我们把它连串起来，就会告诉我们发生了什么事情。
On that same day,
在同一天，
Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene first near the tomb.
耶稣在坟墓附近先向马大拉的玛利亚显现。
Yeah, then he appeared to Peter.
然后向彼得显现。
And then somewhere during that day, he also appeared to two disciples who were on their way to a city called Emmaus.
在那一天什么时候，他也向两个往以马忤斯的门徒显现。
And then he appeared at that night to all the disciples except Thomas, who was away.
然后那一天晚上，他向所有其他的门徒除了多马以外向他们显现。
All this happened very quickly.
这些事情都发生得非常快。
So there seemed to be a lot of confusion.
所以好像在那个时候大家都有一点混乱。
And then, but over the next 40 days,
但接着以下的40天,
Jesus appeared alive to many people.
耶稣活生生的向很多人显现。
And over 500 was listed, is described in the Bible.
有一次超过515人他向他们显现。
Sometimes in groups, sometimes individually.
有时候是像一群人，有时候是像一个人。
Sometimes indoors at night, and sometimes outdoors in broad daylight.
有时候是室内在晚上的时候，有时候在室外光天化日之下。
It's an enormous number of people who claim to have seen him.
所以有很多很多人都说他们看到了复活的耶稣。
Yeah, no wonder Paul, the Apostle Paul, when he talked about this, he 20 years later, he said, if you don't believe me, go and ask these people.
难怪使徒保罗20年以后谈到这件事情的时候，他会说，如果你不相信我，你可以去问问那一些人。
Yeah, Now, some people say, well, that was 2,000 years ago. Who knows what happened?
有一些人说这些事情2000年以前发生，谁知道是什么事？
You know, maybe it was just mass hallucination. It's just some rumor.
也许就是有一些人一起的有幻觉，或者是一些谣言。
But you, even if you don't believe in the Bible, you cannot deny something happened.
甚至你不相信圣经，但是你不能够否认有一些事情发生了。
Because suddenly this movement, whose leader has died, started to grow.
因为这一个运动，它的带领人死了，但这个运动却快速的生长。
We know, for example,
比方说
this is Paul. I skipped that. In 7 weeks later,
七个礼拜以后
at the Feast of Weeks,
在五旬节
Peter, who was a fisherman, one of Jesus' disciples,
彼得这个渔夫曾经是耶稣的门徒。
Yeah, he's not only a 渔夫，他是个懦夫。Because he was a coward. He was so afraid. But suddenly he was so bold.
他本来是一个懦夫，非常的惧怕，突然他就放胆。
Yeah, he proclaimed the gospel. And the Bible says 3,000 people believed that day.
他大声地宣称这一个福音，在那里有超过3000人接受了这个信息。
We know it's only 7 weeks later because that's the distance between the Passover and the week, Feast of Weeks.
我们知道是七个礼拜，因为那个是在逾越节跟五旬节之间，就是七个礼拜的时间。
So it's very fast.
所以是非常的快。
And 4 years later,
四年以后,
there was a man called Saul of Tarsus.
有一个大树的扫罗,
and who is going to be the Apostle Paul, the author of like at least 13 epistles.
Yeah, 他就是使徒保罗。我们知道圣经，新约圣经有13篇是他写的。
Yeah, he was trying to kill Christians. He was breathing murderous threats going to a city called Damascus.
他本来就是要逮捕，然后要捕杀基督徒的。他杀气腾腾的跑到大马色，想到那里去。
去
逮捕基督徒。
But Damascus is 200 miles north of Jerusalem.
但是大马色是在耶路撒冷以北两百里的。
It means that 200 miles away, there are already communities of Christians that he wants to arrest.
代表四年以后，在两百里以外的神已经有一些基督徒聚集在那里，使得扫罗要到那里去逮捕、杀灭他们。
In fact, within 20 years,
事实上二十年之内
，we have evidence that every town on the eastern shore of the Mediterranean had Christian settlements.
我们有证据说地中海东岸的每一座城里面都有基督徒聚集。
Within 50 years,
五十年之内
，this whole movement will threaten the Roman Empire.
这个运动就威胁了罗马帝国。
And what were these people saying that it caused this message to go so fast?
到底这一些人说了什么，使得这个信息散开的这么快？
What was their message?
他们的信息到底是什么？
Everywhere they went, they said the same thing.
他们走到哪里，他们都说同样的话。
They said, good news, good news.
好消息。
You know, part one, Jesus of Nazareth, he is the promised Messiah.
第一个部分，拿撒勒人耶稣，他就是所应许的弥赛亚。
And the second is God raised him from the dead.
而第二个部分就是神使得他从死里复活。
This was the message that swept across that early kingdom.
这就是那一个传遍了当时的帝国的一个信息。
So what can we infer from all this?
我们从这一切我们可以引申什么呢？
Well, there's one thing that's very clear from all this.
我觉得有一件事情是非常的清楚。
It's irrefutable.
也就是你根本没有办法辩说的。
That is the tomb that held Jesus must have been empty.
也就是那个放耶稣尸体的坟墓一定是空的。
It must have been empty.
它一定是空的。
Because otherwise, you could just go and look at it.
要不你就可以到那儿去看一看。
If they go there and they see the body, the movement is over.
如果到那里可以看到耶稣的尸体，这个运动马上就消灭了。
Yeah, why else would one reasonable person after another believe in this movement?
否则怎么可能一个接着一个有理智的人会接受相信这个运动的信息呢？
Because the tomb is just a quarter mile, just outside of town.
因为这个坟墓只不过是城外面四分之一里的地方。
And the message was so strange and so ridiculous.
而这个信息的内容是这么奇怪，这么不可相信。
It's not philosophical, it's just fact or not fact.
它不是哲学，而是一些事实，到底发生了或没有发生。
And so to me, the silent witness of the empty tomb is really loud.
所以对我而言，坟墓沉默的证据是非常非常的响亮。
So the body could not have been there.
所以尸体一定不在坟墓里了。
So the question is, where did the body go?
所以问题就是尸体到底到哪里去了呢？
Even if you don't believe the 500 or so people who said they saw him,
甚至你不相信那五百多看到复活耶稣的人，
where did the body go?
你必须要问一问，到底尸体到哪里去了。
So over the years, there have been many theories put forward.
在过去那么多年，有各式各样不同的理论。
The body snatcher theories.
就有一些尸体被偷走的一些理论。
One is that perhaps the high priest stole it.
第一个是可能是那个时候大祭司偷了。
And the second is maybe some other third party, maybe Joseph of Arimathea came at night and took it.
第二个就是可能第三者可能就是那个约瑟他来把尸体偷
了。But it doesn't make sense.
但这些理论
都
不合理。
Because the high priest, Caiaphas, he wants to kill the Christian movement. If he had the body, he would just produce it.
因为那个大祭司希望能够消灭这个运动，如果他想消灭，最简单的办法就是把尸体拿出来。
And it doesn't make sense if some third party took it.
也不可能第三者把尸体偷了。
Because first they have to, there must be a conspiracy.It's not one person.
因为一个人是做不了的，他一定要有一群人跟着做。
They have to move the stone.
因为他们必须要把这个大石头滚开。
They had to deal with the guards, the Roman guards that was in front of the stone.
他们也必须要来面对那一些放在坟墓前面的罗马兵丁。
Yeah, and then how, if this is what happened, how do you explain the fact that all the disciples said they saw Jesus?
如果这是一件事实，你怎么解释那么多门徒都说他看到复活的耶稣呢？
So then there's this third story.
所以有第三个理论。
That the disciples took them.
说是门徒把他偷了。
They stole them and they made up the story that they saw Jesus.
门徒把尸体偷了，然后他们就做出这一个假言，说耶稣复活了。
But to me, that's even more implausible.
但对我而言，这是更不可能的一件事情。
Because you look at the behavior of these people.
你看一下这一些人的行为。
Yeah, you know, first of all, they have to deal with the stone and the soldier.
第一个，他们要面对看守的兵丁，看他要面对这个大石头的问题。
And second of all, how do you account for the fact that so many of them said they saw Jesus?
第二个，就你怎么样的能够回应他们每都说他们看到了复活的耶稣的这件事？
Yeah, it's also, and to me, the most convincing thing is the dramatic change in their lives.
对我而言最有说服力的就是这一些门徒的生命怎么样彻底的改变了。
From a position of panic and fear, they suddenly became iron hard.
本来是恐慌，本来是恐惧，突然他们就变得好像非常的坚强。
Peter, who denied Christ on the night of the arrest, became incredibly bold.
彼得在耶稣被卖的那一天三次否认主，突然后来就变得这么样放胆，这么样的坚强。
One after another, they became martyrs.
一个接着一个，他们都为了这个殉道。
People like Stephen.
比方说施提反。
Promising young man with so much gift.
有这么多的恩赐。
Peter, John, Paul. In fact, virtually all of the disciples were martyred later for this message.
亚彼得、保罗、甚至约翰。几乎所有的人都为了这个信息殉道。
Why did the disciples claim that Jesus revealed himself to them if he did not?
为什么这些人都说耶稣向他们显现，如果耶稣没有显现的话？
In fact, if you look at the way the Bible described them,
事实上，如果你看圣经怎么样描述他们，
they were beaten, and yet they went away rejoicing.
他们被毒打，但是他们却心里非常的喜乐。
They were told to shut up, but they just keep celebrating.
虽然那个时候别人告诉他们你们不可以再讲了，但是他们却没有办法制止的，继续的讲。
We may die for a lie that someone told us, but who dies for a lie of their own fabrication?
我们可能为别人编的谎言而死，但我们怎么可能为自己编的谎言死呢？
To me, this is the most compelling evidence of all.
所以我觉得门徒的改变是我觉得最有力的证据。
Yeah, when they were beaten, when they were told to not speak,
当他们被毒打，当别人告诉他们不可以再说这件事的时候，
I love what Peter and John answered.
我很喜欢彼得跟约翰的回答。
They said whether it is right for us to do what is right in the sight of God or to listen to you, you decide.
说在神的面前我们 是不是应该听你们还是应该听神，你们自己来决定。
Because we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
因为我们所听见所看见的我们不能不说。
What we have seen and heard we cannot help but speak.
我们所听见所看见的我们不能不说。
So what is it that they have seen and that they have heard?
到底他们听见了什么？到底他们看见了什么？
Over the years, I know this is a long time ago, all these facts.
我知道这一些事实都是很久以前，发生在很久以前。
But over the years, many brilliant minds have pondered the weight of the evidence for the resurrection.
但在过去这么多年，有很多非常聪明的人都来思考过，都来检验过耶稣复活的证据。
I just name a few of them for you.
我只是告诉你几个。
One is Frank Morrison.
其中有一个名叫 Frank
Morrison. He's a British journalist.
他是一个英国的新闻记者。
He set out to expose the resurrection as a hoax.
他一开始的时候，他的目的是要让大家知道复活根本是一个假句。
He ended up writing a book called Who Moved the Stone.
结果他后来写了一本书叫做谁挪开了石头。
I brought the book with me in case you want to look at it.
我把这本书带来了，如果你有兴趣可以看一看。
The first verse, the first chapter in the book says, this is a book that refused to be written.
第一章的，他那一本书第一章的题目叫是，这是一本我很不想写的书。
Yeah, because he was set out to show how stupid it was, but he ended up becoming a Christian.
因为他一开始是要证明说耶稣复活是一个多愚蠢的一个说法，结果最后他自己成为基督徒。
Yeah, there was another man called Lee Strobel.
还有另外一个人名叫 Lee Strobel.
He's a prize-winning journalist from Chicago.
他是一个从芝加哥来得了奖的新闻家。
His wife became a Christian. He wanted to show her how stupid that was.
他的太太成为基督徒，所以他的目的就是要让他太太知道这是多么愚蠢的一件事情。
He ended up writing a book called The Case for Christ, and he became a Christian.
结果后来他写了一本书叫 The Case for Christ, 他自己成了基督徒。
Yeah, and probably my favorite example.
我最喜欢的例子
is Simon Greenleaf.
是这个名叫 Simon Greenleaf 的人。
He's a brilliant professor of evidence.
他是证据方面非常聪明的一个教授。
One of the professors that is credited for establishing the reputation of the Harvard Law School.
他是一个使得哈佛大学的法学院变成这么有名的一位教授。
Yeah, so his expertise is evidence.
所以他的专长就是证据。
And he was mocking Christians, and one of his students challenged him to look into the evidence of the resurrection.
有一天他在讥笑基督徒，结果他有一个学生向他挑战，要他看一下耶稣复活的证据。
So he ended up writing this long list of name called an examination of the testimony of the four evangelists by the rules of evidence administered in the courts of justice.
结果最后他检验了以后，他写了这本书叫做按照法庭证据检验规条来检验四个布道家的见证。
Sounds like a professor, right?
听起来就像是一个教授写的书。
But then after this Jewish professor,
然后后来这个犹太人的教授，
he committed his life to Christ.
他自己也成为了基督徒。
So the point I want to make is even though this is something that happened a long time ago,
我想要跟大家讲的，虽然这一件事情发生在这么久之前，
yet there is enormous physical and testimonial evidence for the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣基督从死里复活有很多物质上也有很多见证上的证据。
And it is something that if you have not looked into seriously, I'd encourage you to do so.
如果你没有仔仔细细地看过这件事，我真的是邀请你能够仔细地看一看。
Yeah. But maybe even more important than the evidence is the meaning of the resurrection.
但是比这些证据更重要的是耶稣基督复活这件事情的意义。
What is the significance of this?
到底复活的意义是什么呢？
You know, Jesus performed many miracles in his lifetime.
耶稣在他一生行了很多的神迹。
Many were recorded in the Bible.
圣经里面记载了很多他行的神迹。
Yeah, we call this one the greatest miracle.
但是我们叫这一个神迹最伟大的神迹。
Why is the resurrection of Jesus called the greatest miracle?
为什么耶稣基督复活，我们称为它是最伟大的神迹呢？
It's considered the single most significant event in not only in Christianity but for Christians in history.
对于不仅是对于基督徒，而是对整个人类的历史，这是一件最重要的事情。
What is the significance of the empty tomb?
到底空坟墓的意义是什么呢？
Yeah, to understand this, so let's think a little bit about what we mean by miracle.
我们先想一下到底奇迹是什么意思。
Miracle, on one hand, is something unusual that deviates from the natural laws of science.
奇迹一方面它是非常的稀有，而且是在大自然的规律之外的。
Yeah, but miracle is more than that.
但是奇迹不仅是这个样子。
The word miracle evokes this notion of wonder.
奇迹会让你觉得有种奇妙的感觉。
So it's not only unusual.
所以它不仅是不寻常。
It's just the Latin means miraculum, which means like this sort of a delightful surprise.
所以拉丁文的原文也就是说，不仅它是稀有的，而且它是一种让你非常喜悦、非常奇妙的一件事情。
Yeah, to map that into why it's significant, we need to think a little bit about what Jesus said about himself.
所以我们要知道这一件奇迹的意义，我们要先要看一下耶稣教导的事情。
So Jesus taught many wonderful things.
耶稣教导了很多很奇妙、很好的东西。
Profound, truthful,
非常深刻、
ethical.
非常真实、非常有道德。
Yeah, but he also taught many things that's hard to understand.
但他也教了一些我们真的是看不懂的东西。
Much of his teaching is self-centered.
因为他很多的他的教导是。针对于自己的
radically different from the other religious leaders.
而这一些教导是跟其他宗教领袖的教导非常不一样。
It's inescapable when you read his teachings, what he thought of himself.
所以你看他的教导，他刚刚所说的话，你是没有办法简略掉他对于他自己的声称。
For example,
比方说
he said, I am the light of the world.
他说我就是世界的光。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
He doesn't say, I've seen the light, I know the light. He says, I am the light.
他不是说我看到光或者我认识光，他说我就是光。
There is no one else in history that talked like this.
在历史上没有任何一个人说过这样的话。
In fact, my mother, who used to translate for the missionaries, she is a Mandarin professor, she said, you cannot say this. It's not I am the light, it's just I have the light, or I've seen the light.
事实上我妈妈因为她是一个中文教授，以前帮一些宣教师翻译的时候跟她说，这个不合文法，你可以说我看到了光或者我认识光，你不能说我就是光。
They said, I'm sorry, but this is the word of God. We just take it as it is.
那你的宣教士说这是神的话，神就是这个样说的。
He said, I am the light.
他说我就是光，我就是。
Not only that.
他不仅如此。
He said, I am the bread of life.
他也说我就是生命的粮。
Whoever eats of me, who comes to me, will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me,Never be thirsty.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Incredible words.
这是非常了不得的话语。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
他也说复活在我，生命在我。
Go ahead.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
It's just incredible things.
这些事是不可思议的一些说法。
It's like talking nonsense.
事实上就好像说一些我们真的是听不懂的话。
Yeah, we just can't understand this.
我们真的是想不通。
He is the greatest mystery in the world.
他是世界上最可以说最让我们想不通的 mystery. Yeah.
Yeah, and here's my favorite one.
这是我最喜欢他讲的一段。
Jesus, When towards the end of his time with his disciples, almost 3 years into it, one day one of his disciples, Philip, asked him, you keep talking about your father. Show us the father and we'll be satisfied.
这是他跟一群门徒在一起已经超过三年的时间，他与一个门徒叫菲利，跟他说，你常常都提到你的天赋，那你可不可以把天赋拿出来给我们看一看？
Yeah, so here's what Jesus answered.
耶稣这个样回答,
Jesus said, Philip, don't you know me?
他说，菲利，难道你还不认识我吗？
Even after I have been among you all this time?
我跟你们在一起已经这么久了。
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
人看见了我就看见了父。
Why do you ask, show us the Father?
你怎么还能问我说把天父拿出来给你看一看呢？
He says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
他说如果你看到我，你就看到了天父。
This is incredible talk. He's saying, I am a sufficient statistic. I'm a summary. I span what you need to know about God.
也就是说你看到我，我就是天父的总结。你看到我，你就认识了天父。
This No wonder C.S. Lewis, who is a professor, who is former professor at Oxford and Cambridge.
难怪 C.S. Lewis, 他以前是剑桥, 也是牛津的教授。
He put it this way.
他这个样说过,
He's a man who is merely a man and said the sort of things that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher.
如果仅仅是一个人, 哦, 如果耶稣仅仅是一个人, 他说了, 他所说的这些话, 他就不可能就是一个道德老师。
He would either be a lunatic or he would be the devil of hell.
他要不就是一个疯子，要不他就是从地狱来的魔鬼。
Yeah, so in other words, either he is crazy because he really believes he's the bread of life, or he is a liar. He knows he's not, but he wants to make people believe it.
所以他可能是一个疯子，他真的以为他自己就是生命的粮。要不他是一个骗子，明明知道自己不是，还要这样说。
Yeah, so he's either a lunatic or a liar, or he is true. He's the Lord of the universe.
或者他真的就是宇宙的主宰。
He says you cannot choose something like, oh, he's a nice guy.
但是你绝对不能选择的就是他是一个很好的人。
Because he doesn't give you that option.
因为他不给你这一个选择。
If you take seriously what he said, then he is one of these three choices.
如果你认真的来看一下耶稣，你必须要从这三个选择中选择一个。
Does he look like a lunatic?
他看起来像个疯子吗?
Does he look like a liar?
他看起来像个, 骗子吗?
Or is he something we've never seen before and have never seen since?
还是一个我们从来没有见过, 将来也不可能见到的呢?
Yeah. So what is the significance of the resurrection?
所以到底复活的意义是什么?
I like to use the example of Albert Einstein.
我喜欢用这个爱因斯坦的这一个例子。
When Albert Einstein first developed the theory of relativity, there was a lot of math.
所以在爱因斯坦一开始提出相对论的时候，这个理论后面有很复杂的数学。
Nobody understood what he's talking about.
真的没有一个人看得懂，也不知道他在讲什么。
What is this four dimensions, space-time continuum, and how mass affects the speed of light?
到底这个什么叫做时间、空间的连续，以及质量怎么样影响速度？
But then he proposed an experiment.
结果他就说，我们来做一个实验。He
said, you know, if the next time there's a solar eclipse.
他说如果下一次有日食,
so when the moon goes between the sun and the earth.
也就是月亮会在太阳跟地球之间。
He said, you know, if I am right.
如果我说的是对的话,
then the light from the sun will take longer to get to the earth.
你就会发现太阳光到地球时间会长一点。
Because the mass of the moon bends the light as it comes around.
因为月亮的质量会使得那个光折。
Yeah, so initially we didn't have the precision of the instruments to test this.
所以一开始的时候没有精准的仪器可以测量这件事情。
Once they were able to do it, they found he was exactly right.
到后来有了这样的仪器，他们一看，爱因斯坦讲的完全是对的。
So what does it mean?
所以这什么意思呢?
It means that if he is right about this experiment, then he is probably right with all the other math that I don't understand.
就是说，爱因斯坦在这个实验如果是对的的话，他后面的一切的那些复杂的数学一定也是对的。Yeah,
same thing with Jesus and his resurrection.
耶稣以及他的复活也是同样的。Because
Jesus said many amazing things I don't understand.
因为耶稣说了很多很奇妙的话，但是我听不懂。He
very clearly also said that he would be raised on the third day.
他也非常的清楚说，他死了以后第三天会复活。And
when he was raised,
但当他从死里复活的时候,
there was a sudden explosion of awakening among his disciples.
他的门徒中间突然有一种爆炸性的觉醒。
They suddenly realized all the other things he was talking about, all the crazy math, actually means something.
他就发现他以前所讲的那些他听不懂的那些 复杂的数学，就是他以前所说的那一定都是真的。
That the person they followed for 3 years is even beyond their own imagination.
他们跟随了三年的这一位是超越了他们甚至他们都想不到超越的那么奇妙。
That he really is who he says he is.
他真的就是那一位他所说的那一位。
Yeah, he is the resurrection and the life.
真的复活就在他，生命也在他。
He is the light of the world.
他就是世界的光。
He is the bread of life.
他就是生命的粮。
Yeah, he and the Father are one.
他与父是合为一的。
Yeah, no wonder Peter suddenly went crazy.
难怪彼得突然一下就爆炸性的改变。
No wonder one after another these people started to do crazy things.
难怪一个接着一个做出来一些好像我们看来疯狂的事情。
These days, people say, I don't believe in miracles.
现在很多人都说我不相信有神迹。
And people say, well, in those days, there was no science. Now there's science. It replaces God.
有些人说那个时候没有科学，但现在有科学，科学已经代替了神。
Yeah, this is a huge, what we call chronological snobbery.
我们就是说这是一种很普遍的现象也就是现代的人总觉得以前的人比较笨
Yeah, you can tell that the next generation they'll look back at us and think we're all stupid too
所以你放心下一代的人当他看我们的时候也会觉得我们都很愚蠢
I remember my daughter saying to me very politely Dad, water doesn't turn into wine anymore
我记得我的女儿有一次非常礼貌地告诉我说爸爸水已经不再变为酒了。
It cuts my heart because what she's trying to tell me is, you know, you and your faith is just too, it's old times.
她让我心里很心痛，因为她等于就是说，你跟你的信仰已经过时了。
And I've said to her, Monica, water didn't turn into wine 2,000 years ago either.
我跟她讲的就是说，我的女儿啊，水在2000年以前也不会变为酒。
That's why they call it a miracle.
这就是为什么他们要称它为奇迹。
It just doesn't happen much.
因为这一种事情不会常常发生的。
They need evidence just like you need evidence.
他们那个时候的人需要证据，就像今天你需要证据一样。
We think that all the people who believe are stupid.
因为我们有一些人就觉得相信神的人都是笨蛋。
But every one of these people, they went through something.
但每一个相信的人他们都经历了一些事情
Just because you didn't go through it Don't think that it didn't happen
就是因为你没有经历你不要就做结论说他们没有经历
Look what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15
你看保罗在哥林多前书十五章
He said today I want to remind you of the gospel that I preached to you
他说今天我要再提醒你一下我跟你传的福音是什么
我的福音是什么呢 This good news The good news he goes on to say in the next verseHe says, for what I have received, I now give to you.
他接着说，我当日所领受的又传给你们的。
Yeah, he said, first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照着圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Yeah, he said, that's the good news. That's what we're preaching.
他说这个就是好消息，这个就是我传给你们的信息。
But look what happens then.
但接着你看他怎么说。
Just look at what he says.
你看他怎么说。
He says, after that, he said, at first he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
他说并且显给基法，然后显给十二个使徒。
After that, he appeared to more than 500.
后来又显给五百多个弟兄看。
He said, most of them are still alive.
其中一大半都如今还在。
He said, why don't you go ask them?
你去问问他们。
And then he said,Then he appeared to James.
然后他说显给雅各看。
Then he appeared to all the apostles.
显给其他的门徒看。
And he appeared last to me, he said.
最后显给我看。
He appeared and he appeared and he appeared and he appeared.
你看他这里说一再说显现显现显现显现显现。
Why is this so important?
为什么这么重要？他要这样写。
Because water didn't turn into wine either back then.
因为在那个时候水也不会变为酒的。
Because dead people don't get raised back then.
但那个时候死人也不会复活的。
But this man, the most innocent man of all,
但这一个最纯真的一个人
the one who suffered the most unfair treatment of all,
这一个人所忍受最不公平的待遇
was raised from the dead.
他从死里复活了。
And what he said was true.
而他所说的是真实的。
And what he said was the most amazing thing ever heard by human ears.
他所说的是人类历史没有听过最奇妙的一些事情。
Jürgen Moltmann is a German theologian.
一个德国的神学家这个样说过。
He says, Jesus' miracles are not a suspension of the natural order, they are a restoration of the natural order.
耶稣的神迹不是停止了自然的次序，而是使得我们恢复了自然的次序。
Excellent. Right. You see, Jesus said he is bringing the kingdom.
耶稣说他把国度。
He's bringing the kingdom is near. What does that mean?
神的国已经近了，那是什么意思呢？
It means that he's restoring life to the way it was meant to be.
也就是说，他把世界上使得人类恢复到人应该有的样式。
See, all his miracles,
他所有的神迹，
you know, they are just restoring life to the way it was.
他就是恢复到生命本来应该有的那个样子。
You know, God, when he made us, people were not meant to be sick.
因为当神刚造我们的时候，人是不应该生病的。
So he heals them.
所以他医治他们。
They were not meant to be blind.
人不应该瞎眼的。
So he lets them see.
所以他让他们看得见。
They were not meant to be hungry.
人不应该饥饿的。
So he feeds them.
所以他喂饱他们。
They were not meant to die.
人不应该死。
So he raises them.
所以他使得他们从死里复活。
But this is the irony.
但是在这里有一个矛盾。
This bringer of justice became the victim of the ultimate injustice.
这一个公义带来公义的，到最后却死在最不公义的手下。
He was betrayed by his friends.
他是被他的朋友出卖了。
Arrested without cause.
他被逮捕，没有任何的因素就被逮捕。
He was beaten all through his trials.
他整个的这个审判的时候一直被毒打。
He was given no defense.
然后最后他没有办法来维护自己。
Everything about his trial was a miscarriage of justice.
在一切他审判整个的过程都是从头到尾的不公平。
And eventually he was crucified on the cross between two criminals.
他钉在十字架上，在两个盗贼的之间。
This is the single most unfair thing that ever happened in human history.
在人类的历史中，这是最不公平的一件事情。
But God used this unjust event.
但神用这一件不公平的事件
to bring about his ultimate redemption
来带来他对人类的拯救
is incredible
这真的是一个我们想不通的一件事情
What does the resurrection mean to you?
到底耶稣基督复活对你有什么意义呢
I remember Let me skip this The day my mother died was one of the most difficult days of my life
我回想到我母亲死的那一天，对我而言是我这一生最痛苦的一天。
I was stumbling in the hospital.
她死的时候，我就在医院里无头无绪的走着。
I went into the chapel.
结果我到了那里的小教堂。
In the chapel there was one table, and on the table was a Bible.
在那个小教堂有一个桌子，在那个桌子上有一本圣经。
And the Bible was turned to this page.
然后那个圣经就转到这一页。
First Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
And this is what I read.
哥林多前书十五章这个样说。
I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
I suddenly realized something.
我突然就认清了一件事
必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的 I suddenly felt like God telling me you know your mom cannot receive what she will receive without dying
我就觉得神告诉我说如果你妈不死的话她没有办法承受那个她应该承受的
He said for the perishable must close itself with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的这必死的总要变成不死的
When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality then the saying that is written will come true death has been swallowed up in victory
这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的这必死的既变成不死的那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了
Oh, where, death is your victory?
死啊你得胜的权势在哪里
And where is your sting?
死啊你的毒钩在哪里
That's the significance of the resurrection.
这就是耶稣基督复活的意义。
That is why we are a community of hope to the world.
这就是为什么我们是一群带着盼望的人把这个盼望宣告于我们的世界。
Jesus is called the first fruit of the new harvest.
耶稣是出熟的果子。
He shows us what the harvest will look like.
他给我们看到将来的这一个收成是什么样子。
And we are part of that group that he has entrusted to share this message of hope.
而我们这一群人，他把这个盼望托付给了我们，使得我们能够把这个盼望带到我们周围的世界。
We just pray that we will live and rejoice in the life of the resurrection.
我希望我们每一个人都能喜乐地活着，带着这个复活的光在你的生命里。
Because death is not the end.
因为死亡不是结尾。
There's so much more to come.
还有这么多这么多美好的将会要来。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful morning.
主，我们谢谢你把这样美好的早晨赐给我们。
We thank you for what you did on the cross for our sins.
谢谢你在十字架上为我们的罪所成就的。
That in the fullness of time you bore our sins upon yourself.
在那个时候，你就为我们的罪死在十字架上。
So today we may live free.
使得今天我们能够自由地活着。
With hope,
带着盼望,
purpose,
带着目标,
and with exceeding joy.
然后有说不出的喜乐。
And we have such a message to tell the world.
主啊，我们带着这个样的信息，我们真的是应该传给我们周围的世界。
Thank you for all the lives that were sacrificed so that we may have this message in our lives.
谢谢你有这么多人牺牲了他们的生命，使得今天我们能够得到这一个信息。
We pray that we will live a life that honors what they gave.
我们希望每个人都能够活出，能够趁得着这个所带给我们的这个信息。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。